Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show. Meet the trusted experts who will give you straight answers and will help guide you on the path of later life care. Now, here's your host, founder, caregiver, and CEO, Suzanne Newman.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And with our specialist spotlight for the month of April, we are talking about aging in place with Dr. Jill Berkey, who is an aging in place expert and is the creator and inventor of an amazing program called Silver Spaces. And we're going to learn a lot about what that is and how you can stay safer in your home by utilizing this tool. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jill.
Thank you, Suzanne.
You know, I have been intrigued and very supportive of your product because Silver Spaces to me could mean the difference of quality of life and, you know, life in a nursing home. I hate to be that blunt, but, you know, what are the statistics? I've heard that a large percentage, I think it's 54% of people, if they have broken hips, they can never go back home again. Is that correct?
That's correct. I think it's even higher than that. I think only 25% can return home. Many and most end up in nursing homes because it's such a severe injury.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you have this kind of situation with a broken hip or whatever, it's often happened due to something that could have been prevented. Isn't that correct? There's statistics about that.
The biggest injury that older adults incur comes from trips and falls. And those are preventable. Or just thinking about what caused the trip or fall, you know, I need to think about this before I trip and fall.
Yeah.
And that's basically how this product, why this product was created.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about Silver Spaces and what does it do?
I've been in the senior services realm for 18 years. I own a downsizing company. I had so many people tell me they wish they didn't have to move that I spent about 9 years researching and creating this electronic product, which is an electronic home safety assessment. I talked to gerontologists, researchers, city planners, interior designers, about anybody you can think of to try and come up with a content for their safety assessment. I was trying to cover as many bases as I could. So a lot of research and a lot of work went into creating this.
Amazing.
It's at silverspaces.com, and it explains right there what it is and how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole purpose is to go from whatever room, there's 18 rooms and places you can assess in the house. You can pick which ones you want to do. You just answer the questions and you get educated as you go along because you don't realize that some of those mm-hmm. could have been risk places or mm-hmm. safety issues. For example, mm-hmm. one I get very often is, okay, I have a smoke alarm. I can hear it. If you have someone with hearing aids, can they hear it when they don't have their hearing aids in?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Depending on.
Think of that. You know, so those are the types of questions that we ask. Things mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, I didn't think about that. And that's the purpose of this safety assessment.
Yeah. And obviously, when you say it's electronic, you mean it's online. You can go into on this website and it gives you the ability to basically it's a guide for you to survey your own house. So you're not necessarily bringing an expert in from outside and spending, you know, hundreds of dollars. This is something people can do when they go onto your website. They can learn about what they need to do, what that is optimal, and it gives people options, does it not?
Yeah. You can use your PC, you can use a tablet, you can use your phone. It's available to anyone, anywhere mm-hmm. on any device.
Mm-hmm. And it's only, you said $39.95
right.
to run an assessment for yourself.
Right.
And by doing that, what happens then when you sign up into the app or whatever you call it, the application on
the
your website?
You sign up, you're taken to start an assessment page.
Okay.
And you just fill in the basic, here's my name, here's my address, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you proceed and it will ask you questions about your community because a lot of people don't think about how their community may have changed.
Sure.
And they'll no longer be safe. And then ask general home questions. Do you have a second bedroom for a caregiver? Do you have a second bathroom? Do you have a lot of stairs? Do you have zero thresholds, meaning flat thresholds? Are your doorways wide enough for a wheelchair or walker? And then it goes into every single room you can possibly think of. You can pick the room you want to do, and the questions are right there. You just answer them, however the correct answer is. Do you have, what's one of them? Do you have sharp edges, sharp countertop edges in your kitchen? Why is that important? If you fall, that's an immediate possibility for a traumatic brain injury. So it's all of these different kinds of questions that people usually do not think about. Then when you're done, you submit it, and what comes back is either a PDF or a printable version so that you can have it in your hand. You can send it to a doctor or a modification professional or a relative, son, daughter, whoever. You can print it out so you can look at it. You can take it to a modification professional and get bids on whatever you think you need to change. So it's a very, very usable product.
And obviously, anyone that is in a situation of looking forward to their aging years, I would say in your 50s, but even some people, they start having maybe a few little challenges earlier in life. And those are situations, obviously, that it's useful for as well, isn't it?
And employers need to think about their employees losing time caring for their parent or caring for someone else. And could they have made that environment safer so that employee is not taking so much time off to care for this person who experienced a hip injury? So this goes way beyond just us. It goes beyond to employers and others as well.
And so the assessment when you're using Silver Spaces, obviously it will take you from room to room. You're going to get some sort of a report, are you not?
Right. You get either a printed report or you can get one as a PDF to save on your computer or to send to a doctor or occupational therapist. Maybe you're getting physical therapy done and you want the physical therapist to see this, or your son or daughter, maybe they live across the country and you want them to know this is what I found when I did this safety assessment. So, yeah, it comes in two different versions.
And so obviously it will take into, do you talk about your own challenges? Does it ask you questions, do you have arthritis or anything like that? Does that part of the assessment or not?
This version does not. It is in the works because that's a very, very important part of people recognize what their limitations are.
You
When
walk
they
with a
say,
cane. Do you have a walker? Those kind of things, right?
when I get the question, can I age in place? My immediate answer is, what's your state of health? What conditions do you have on that might prevent you from being home? So what right now is your health status? What is your lifestyle? When we live in these houses for so long, our abilities change and we just don't realize it because it happens so slowly.
It does. And you don't realize it's happening, obviously. And sometimes the decline can be quicker than you realize too. And especially mobility challenges. I know people that they, sprain their ankle and it never healed right or something like that. So that could happen in a minute, So obviously, does Silver Spaces go to the outside of the house?
Yes, we do the exterior, not in detail, but we ask things like, do you have a tree that drops berries on your concrete? That's a slip and fall hazard. Do you have grass that grows over the edges of your sidewalk? That's a slip and fall hazard. Do you have landscaping that takes a lot of maintenance? That's an issue. Do you have a overhang where you come in the door that you come in and out of the most, because you need protection from the elements, that's a little slippery. Do you have a non-slip surface when you step outside
Boy,
on the
and here in the Pacific Northwest with our wet climate, one of the biggest fall hazards that I've seen is walking on a deck that has not been cleaned because it gets slippery and slimy from our wet climate. So I know that those things happen outside. And obviously lighting is a big factor outside, is it
Yeah, and we do ask that. We
not?
ask if you have a driveway, is it lit? Can you drive into it or can you turn the light on? Do you have a light for your garage before you walk into your garage so it is lit? Some people prefer to have a grab bar if they have to step down into their garage. So we ask that. We ask a lot of different questions. Do you have enough room for a wheelchair to turn around? If you have someone that you know, their health is declining and they may need a wheelchair in the future. So we ask as many questions as we can. But the problem is, if we ask all the questions, I have 300 of them, it would take you a couple of hours to do. So we had to be very selective in which ones are the most important, which is why I had so many people work on this with me.
And obviously, your decades of research that you've done over your career in helping families, you've had real life experiences of, you know, why an assessment seems so simple and so necessary and so reasonably priced is so important. And so obviously, I don't care who you are, you should be doing this assessment, even maybe regularly, like every 5 years or every 3 years, to go through just to make sure. Because I think you've said before, you know, we change as human beings, but our homes don't. And I think that's a key factor of all of this.
One of the things we ask is, do you have a weather radio? Why? Think of all the bad weather and tornadoes we've had in the South. Older people move slowly. Do they have a place to get to in a short period of time? Do they think about that in advance? Because I had a client who had, her husband was in a wheelchair. And I said, you know, if you only have 4 minutes, how are you going to help him to a safe place? You need to think about that now.
Yeah.
When those alarms go off.
Very true.
Those are the kind of questions that what we're trying to get people to think about that you just don't normally think about.
Yeah, absolutely. And so for those that are interested in getting Silver Spaces, how do we find it?
Silverspaces.com.
And we're going to be right back with another episode with Dr. Jill Berkey right after this.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.
Hey everybody, Jared Sebestier, host of Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. Few people could just flip the switch from working a career 30 or 40 plus years, retiring on Friday, without methodical steps to living what we call a repurposed retirement. To listen now, search Retire Repurposed on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.